TGIF, everybody. It has been a very, very, very long time since I've made a podcast. I've been lazy about it. I didn't want to be redundant. I had really a lot to say, but not much to say or how to say it. So this is my attempt to start and see, I start yawning again. I don't know why. The minute I start podcasting, I start yawning. My attempt to start podcasting again. So, a lot has happened. And the one thing I will not talk about is the Chris Rock, Will Smith slap. It happened. I don't know what he was thinking. I don't know what he was thinking. The end. But I do want to talk about mentality. And the reason I want to talk about that is because I originally took a trip to Central America. Took a trip to Canada and Alaska within the past 2 years, and amazingly different places. Wow. But the reason I wanted to talk about that is because, I went to Central America. Well, I went to Central America to drop off my mom because she wanted to go visit. And I told her I didn't want to go. But, you know, she's like 86 years old. She can't travel by herself. So I told her, okay, I'll do it. At first, I didn't want to, but I'm kind of glad I did take that trip. I got to see my country, and it is getting better and safer. But at the same time, I was talking to different people about how they felt about, you know, that live there, about how they felt about the country. Some people like the president, some people don't. Wow, shocker. But the one thing that they all said in common is the mentality has not changed. And, you know, that was accurate, and it struck me because, you know, like I told them, I don't think the mentality will change in like 5, 10 years. I'm thinking 10, 20, 30 years, the mentality will change. Kind of like the mentality here. I mean, it with Trump, right? Before Trump, we had like a certain mentality. And then look, in 4 years, his mentality just fucking festered and grew. And the thing is that it was there before. I don't think it's all Trump's fault. I just think he exacerbated it, or kind of just brought it to like the forefront that was there already. But you know, like, that's the thing I'm trying to say about mentality. Like, chaos is easy. Chaos is seconds, you know? Look at Russia and Ukraine. Within days, a whole country is destroyed. But it's going to take years to build it back, you know? And that's what I'm talking about, mentality. That doesn't, you know, the Ukraine and Russia is another form of mentality, you know? Watching 90 Day Fiancé is a different mentality all together. And I'll put it all together. This is what I'm saying. So, I know. This is a good example. I know for a fact that when we see Russia and Ukraine, we're thinking, why don't they do this? And why don't they do that? And why don't they should be able to do this? And that's not, and this is the way we would do it. And, you know, having all those opinions about what they should do, can't do, would do, why, what would we do, is easy because that's our mentality. But their mentality is very different. And, you know, people are trying to say, Putin shouldn't do this and Putin shouldn't do that. Putin's going to do what Putin is going to do because that's his mentality. That's his country's mentality. Russia hasn't changed a lot, you know? Look, if he's trying to unify Russia again, that's their mentality from day one since they got separated or split up. They want to be a strong superpower by any means necessary. But as Americans, we're like, hey, they should do this, this, and that. Same thing with Central America. They have a lot of gang problems. And there's pretty much one way to solve them. Put them in jail and lock away the key and hope they die, or kill them all. As, you know, human rights activists be like, no, that's not fair. You have to treat them correctly, or you have to treat them ethically. Well, did they treat ethically the people they murdered, or they sexually assaulted, or they you know, kidnapped? Did they, or were they extorted for how many years? You know, it's like, and that's the thing, like, being poor in the United States, to a certain degree, you have resources. I mean, you see, like, a homeless person with a phone. Or one time I was trying to help a homeless person, and I said, hey, do you need something? They go, no, I got everything I need. You know? Or I have enough of this, I have enough of that. I'm like, wow. But a poor person, like, I'm talking about, like, dirt poor, has nothing. You know? They'll be like, oh, thank you for it, for this or that. Or they're not going to be like, oh, they're not going to be pick and choose. Like, oh, I don't need that. I have better. I have something better. They're going to be like, thank you so much. Or they're just going to grab it because they don't have anything. So, you know, it's that mentality. Like, it's so obvious to me, like, how easy it is to solve it. But at the same time, it's very obvious to me that you can't change someone's mind overnight. You know, like, I guess that's, like, something I've been battling in my head. Like, where has this been coming from? That's not the right word. Where does it come from? Like, how do you, you know, set, like, your mentality in stone? In some ways, I could see, hey, you get robbed 10 times by one person. Are you going to take the 11th chance to get robbed again? No. You know, and some people in other countries, they've seen so much that they don't believe, not just in government, but in people. And they're going to, like, you know, they're going to take precautions. Like, one thing I don't like about when I travel to, like, Costa Rica, El Salvador, or certain countries, they nickel and dime me for everything. Like, if I want sauce, it's like a quarter. If I want this, it's that. You know? And it's just kind of like, well, they're scraping by to make ends meet. So I can understand it. Even though, as someone that's been as an American citizen, I'm just like, oh, I just get that for free. Or like a napkin, you know? They're more, they don't splurge on stuff like that. Like, when I go to Taco Bell here or McDonald's, they give me, like, tons of napkins, like, half the bag. Or they give me tons of ketchup. When I only ask for one, because I don't want to waste it. And half that fucking ketchup that they just gave me is going to go down the drain. You know, not because I want it to. It's just we're not going to use it. And, you know. But when I go places, you know, I try to say, hey, just give me one ketchup, two ketchups. I don't want to waste anymore. And people look at me like, oh, just take them all. I'm like, no, I don't want to fucking take them, dummy. I'm trying to make sure that we have enough, because right now there's going to be a shortage of everything and you're fucking wasting it. So, yeah, that's just a couple examples of mentalities. Mentalities also is when you go on a fucking plane nowadays. Like, I've been on a plane in a long time. And one, okay, so I go Hawaiian Airlines. Fuck, they treat me so nice. Very courteous. I get my drinks. I get, even if I'm coach, I get a snack. I get 2 snacks. No, I get 3 snacks and as much as I want to drink. So I went on Avianca recently. And before, man, that used to be amazing. I get on the plane. Hey, would you like an alcoholic beverage? As much as you want. We're going to drink. Get 4 or 5 meals. Amazing. TV entertainment. This time, I felt like I was just like on Southwest and I was cattle. You know, they didn't give me anything. It's just like, they gave me food, but it was like disgusting food. I was just like, what is this? And I can only have coffee or water. I'm like, I want a soda. So, you know, that mentality, like, that customer service mentality of making sure that, you know, the customer's happy or everything's good is gone. And people working at jobs, I have a lot of patience for them, but some people fucking can't do shit. Like, common basic things that I took for granted. Like, I especially hate this. So if I go to McDonald's, I go, hey, I like a number one. Oh, you want fries with that? Well, okay, dummy. So first of all, it says, hey, for faster service, order by number. So if I'm ordering by number, it means I'm ordering a meal, right? I remember this guy at Carl's Jr. did that to me. It says right there, please order by number if you want a meal. So I'm like, hey, can I get a number 3? He goes, oh, you want fries with that and a drink? I would assume so. Since I ordered a number 3, he goes, well, I didn't want to assume. I'm all, well, isn't it in the number 3 that all those things are included? And you could tell he was getting mad at me. But I was like, you know, like, ask stupid questions, I'm going to give you a stupid answer. So, and I mean, I've said this before, but fuck. You have to, common sense and common courtesy are a rarity nowadays. Common sense. Like, just listen to this. Common sense. These are things you should just know because they're common. People don't know anymore, you know? Like, someone asked me, like, a question the other day, and I can't remember. Oh, someone asked me, hey, how do you clean this fan? I said, oh, well, you have to take, well, you know, you spray it down, you clean the fan, this and that. They go, well, aren't you getting electrocuted? I'm like, what? They're like, aren't you getting electrocuted? I'm like, why? Well, because it's electrical. I said, you unplug it, and then you take the pieces apart, and then you wash it down with a wet napkin or a towel. And they go, oh, I didn't know that. I'm like, and it's just shit like that. I'm like, are you fucking for real right now? You know, I don't know if modern and I don't know if modern technology has just screwed us up, because no one, a majority of people can't do nothing without their phone. I mean, they can't even, back in the day, I can remember 20 numbers. My friend's numbers that I called, and if I needed my friend's numbers, I had them. Now I know one number, and that's it. One number. Well, I know two numbers. My number and my partner's number, and that's it. I don't know any other numbers. Can you believe that shit? But before I could remember anything, we are so dumbed down by technology that it's just sad. So, yeah, that's my thing about mentality. Like, you know, like, when I went to Canada, man, their mentality is so different from America, and their just outlook. And I'm just, like, wondering, like, how does that happen, or how do you create that? You know, I'm just very curious. Same thing with American mentality and the mentality of other people. Like, you know, it's just so amazing and interesting to me how that all, like, broke down. Ooh. And then I thought I had COVID. I really thought that I finally got COVID. I had a temperature 102. And I was jumping on the plane. And I was so scared that they were going to kick me off the plane. But they never, like, took my temperature. They never checked me. It turns out I didn't have COVID. I just had really bad allergies. And my allergies, I knew it was, like, my allergies. But I didn't know how bad they got. But, man, it was terrible. I was, like, ready to fucking die. Yeah, but that's about what all I wanted to say is just think about mentality. Think about your mentality. And oh yeah. Like in 90 Day Fiancé. I love that show because it's a fucking train wreck. You know, these Americans go to other countries and they expect these people that they're dating to be like them. You know, to have the same mentality they do. Hey, I'm here to hang out. I might want to fuck you. I'm not sure if I want to get married. Or if you do want to get married, they have expectations. But the people they're marrying, you know, are like very low income, don't have a lot of money. So they're trying to get a visa to America. Or they just expect you to be okay with everything Americans do. Like one of the storylines is like this chick. She wants the guy from Tunisia to sign a prenup. And he doesn't, well, the thing is, his parents got divorced and he saw what his mom went through, so he doesn't believe in divorce. And he doesn't understand what a prenup is because that's not something they do. So it's kind of like, culturally, before you date someone and you're going to go give them a visa, maybe you should find about their culture and how they do things, you know? And then, that's the most interesting thing about Americans dating abroad is that they expect people to be have the American mindset, and most countries have their own mindsets, and you just got to be aware of that. Even in the United States, we all have a different mindset. You know, we have traditions, we have culture, we have things we just do because that's what we always done. Doesn't mean that they're right or wrong, but I think to put it in perspective, you have to think of others, be mindful, as I've always said, but also be mindful of yourself. Like, am I asking too much? you know, why do I need this? So keep that in mind. You guys take care. Bye.